Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. There is a moment when the night cannot hold. Not an explosion of light, but a quiet surrender. A thinning of shadow, the matin hour, in the words of Hamlet's ghost, a soft insistence that something is about to be revealed. We rarely notice it as it happens, only afterwards, when shapes return and certainty begins to gather. Well, our insomniac uncle understood that moment, not simply as a time of day, but as a turning point, because when it arrives in his plays, something is about to be seen clearly for the first time. The word is dawn. And in one of his most famous histories, it rises over a battlefield, soldiers mulling and musing their fate, and a nation waiting to discover what it will become. By the fourth act of William's Henry V, the English army, exhausted and outnumbered, waits in the dark hours before the decisive and bloody battle of Agincourt. King Henry has walked among his soldiers in disguise, listening, weighing, understanding the cost of what is to come. Night has been a heavy space of doubt, fear, and quiet reckoning, or as the chorus says, the poor condemned English, like sacrifices, by their watchful fires sit patiently and inly ruminate the morning's danger. But morning will not wait. And as the light begins to break, Uncle Will gives us one of his most elevated images of dawn. The fate of the lowly soldier that must wake and help his betters to their horses and dutifully follow men who differ from them only in ceremony and circumstance.
But like a lackey from the rise to set, sweats in the eye of Phoebus, and all night sleeps in Elysium. Next day after dawn doth rise and help Hyperion to his horse, and follows so the ever-running year with profitable labor to his grave. And but for ceremony, such a wretch, winding up days with toil and nights with sleep, had the forehand and vantage of a king.
The word dawn comes from the Old English, dagyn, to become day. Not a fixed moment, but a process. A transition from obscurity into visibility. And William uses it precisely that way. In Henry V, dawn does not simply illuminate the battlefield, it ushers in its consequence. Uncle Will would also usher in dawn in his Measure for Measure and Two Noble Kinsmen. Across these works, dawn becomes more than light. It's a revelation, a moment when the world is asked to show itself truthfully. And it is in an inlet of the Baltimore Harbor 2 centuries later, in 1814, where a young American lawyer rose from his fitful sleep to survey the battle that raged over Fort McHenry. It was there, in dawn's early light, that Francis Scott Key beheld a tattered but defiant flag waving in the emerging light and would pen the anthem of a nation. As William understood and Key would attest, with night comes doubt, with dawn comes hope.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.